Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
For the first time, byproducts of ethanol will be able to head overseas from the Milwaukee port. I'm Stephanie Hoff on the Midwest Farm Report. Port Milwaukee and the DeLong Company have broke ground on a new $35 million export facility. It will handle agricultural commodities via truck, rail, and international vessel. This includes dried distillers grains, or DDGs. These are a byproduct of ethanol and a highly nutritious animal feed supplement. I asked DeLong Company's Vice President, Bo DeLong, why they wanted to make this investment in Milwaukee.
Well, we have been involved in the export business for a number of years, mainly with shipping containers. This will be our first venture into bulk vessels. We saw that there was a better economic model in exporting DDGs in particular to countries in Europe, the Mediterranean, Northern Africa. So that's basically what we looked at when we're making this investment.
Are you guys going to be digging the port deeper, or so there's more volume that can come in, or bigger boats? What will the projects look like?
Well, there won't be bigger boats because we're limited somewhat by the size of the locks in the St. Lawrence Seaway. But we hope to capture a lot of the boats that are currently coming in with other products, imports. We hope to capture those and fill them with agricultural products for export.
Will you be putting in, like, grain elevators, elevator legs?
Well, the first phase of the project is a receiving building with dump pits that can receive both by truck and rail. Then from there, the product will be conveyed into a storage building specifically made to handle DDGs that will be able to store up to 25,000 metric ton. And then from there, it'll go on to an ocean-going vessel.
Is that stuff already coming in here? And will your guys' investment increase the volume? Or is this will be totally new to the Port of Milwaukee?
This is going to be totally new to the Port of Milwaukee. Actually, it's going to be new to the Great Lakes system in general. This will be the first major investment for specifically an export facility that can handle DDGs. Most of your facilities that were built on the Great Lakes were over 50 to 70 years ago, and they were set up for grain. This will be the first one that can really handle bulk materials.
Well, who does this set us up against? Chicago or other port? Who's our competitor before, and who is it going to be now?
Well, our competitors were before. DDGs were taken by truck to the river system, barge down to New Orleans and put on vessels there. So we're going to forego that total process, bring those into Milwaukee, load them on smaller vessels that can go through the St. Lawrence Seaway and go directly to the customer.
But this isn't going to totally eradicate trucking or rail, right? You still need them.
That is true. Some of this is going to be fed by rail, but a lot of it is it's closer for trucks to come from ethanol plants in Wisconsin coming to Milwaukee than it is the Illinois River. So we're hoping that we'll be able to increase our truck capacity by 50% coming to Milwaukee than it is going, you know, an extra 100 miles to the Illinois River.
So it's got DeLong's name on it. Is it just for the DeLong company, or will other companies like you able to use this facility once it's up?
Well, it's not just for the DeLong company. It's for ethanol plants within Wisconsin. Even though DeLong will be doing the exports, we're going to be purchasing from Wisconsin-based ethanol plants that are supplied by Wisconsin producers. But we'll be handling the exports ourselves.
So now give us a sense of scale of this Milwaukee port, how much volume that can come through here that makes it kind of significant.
Well, initially we're looking at between 150 and 200,000 metric ton a year. Now this can be scaled up to where we can do over double that, but initially that's what we're looking at.
Does it benefit more than just the grain industry?
Well, it'll benefit it'll benefit agriculture, it'll benefit the Port of Milwaukee through fees that we'll pay them. It'll benefit Wisconsin labor, Wisconsin logistics, and Wisconsin farmers.
Now that you will be able to do the distiller's grains, will it make it attractive? I don't know if distiller grains ever come with another product or something that they'll say, hey, since it's going there, let's send this stuff there too.
Well, initially we're just going to be able to load DDGs, but phase two of the project, we're looking at being able to handle various grains and soybeans. So we'll be able to load boats partially full of DDGs and partially full of, let's say, soybeans, making it more attractive also.
Speaking of phase two, where is it going to go? What's the vision?
Well, the vision is to get phase one built and operating, and then move on to phase two where we look at the grains. From there, it'll be just a question of how the economics work. You know, some years I'm sure the economics will be better out of the lakes, and some years it won't be. But we're betting, and our research that we've done over the last 3 years has shown that we're going to have pretty good, we have a pretty good shot of making ourselves present in that market.
Do you have a timeline for this? Estimated completion date for phase one and phase two?
Well, phase one hopefully we have completed by next summer, and we should be loading vessels with DDGs then. Phase two, that's going to take another year or 2 years. We want to get phase one operating first, and then we'll see how that goes and move on to phase two.
Making the decision for this project, what was response like from farmers and buyers?
Well, from farmers, it has been very good. We've been meeting with the last 2.5 years with potential buyers in Northern Africa, like I said, the Middle East, the Mediterranean, and Europe, and the numbers point that this is going to be a very viable project. Otherwise, we wouldn't have committed our resources and federal, state, and city funds toward it.
And I mean, it opens up markets that maybe we haven't been focusing on before, right?
That's absolutely right. Currently, right now, we do close to $1 billion a year in exports, primarily to Southeast Asia and China. This opens up entirely new markets that we haven't been able to reach. So that's why it's important for us too.
Again, that's Bo DeLong, the vice president of the DeLong Company. This development is the largest one-time investment in Port Milwaukee since the 1950s, and it's touted as a public-private partnership. Money for this project has come from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Port Milwaukee, and the DeLong Company. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.